A lingering crisis in the Eurozone. The European Union's top economic official has now warned of disintegration of the bloc. EU Economic and Monetary Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn says the member states must act swiftly. Preaching even more austerity, he warned against contagion of the crisis in the Eurozone. His comments come as the euro hovers near two-year lows against the dollar. After Greece, Spain is now at the heart of the crisis in the single currency union. Madrid is struggling to save distressed lender Bankia from bad mortgage bets. Rodney Shakespeare is a professor of binary economics, and he joins us from London to shed more light on this. Well, Rodney Shakespeare, the EU says the Eurozone must act now to avoid disintegration. What does that mean? Where is the situation headed?
A humongous crisis is approaching, for which three prescriptions are being given. Firstly, austerity, which makes the crisis worse. Secondly, more debt, which makes the crisis worse. Thirdly, the printing of money and giving that to the banks, which certainly makes the crisis worse. There is one thing Olli Rehn, the European Commissioner, will not say, because it goes to the heart of the matter, the corruption and flaws in the present system. He will not propose what needs to be done, which is a national bank or possibly a European bank, interest-free supply in the first place for big capital projects. In England, that might be the Severn River Barrage, a huge thing. In Scotland, it could be tidal races. You start with that interest-free loan supply and you break the grip of interest-bearing money, which is put in all the wrong places. If you don't do this, there will be no recovery, jobs will be worse, social distress will be getting worse, and there'll be more rioting on the streets of Europe.
Tell us a little bit more about Spain in terms of Bankia. Now, from what I understand, they already got $4 billion. They wanted an additional, $19 billion to restructure. Now, in terms of restructuring, doesn't that mean that the bank is actually bankrupt? I mean, bankruptcy means a restructuring. And also that amount, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to give the bank. And as you said, it's the printing of money, which is then gone to the banks.
The banks are bankrupt. And in Spain, which has had this tremendous, outrageously irresponsible lending for property, which could not be repaid. And the worst feature of Spain, I mean, you've got your unemployment, 23 or 24%, and amongst young people at 53 or 54%. But behind that is the worst thing, which is, in fact, the property debt, which has been lent and which the Spanish banks are, they're up to their eyeballs in it. And there is no solution because, you see, the Spanish house prices went way out of kilter with average earnings. The house prices have to collapse. And if you put the money into those banks, you're putting it straight into a black hole. You're just increasing the debt, which will be eventually probably landed on the Spanish people. And they're in enough trouble already.
And a little bit more, if you can, about disintegration. What does that mean? How close are we looking at regarding disintegration in the Eurozone?
The disintegration, they can try and prop the thing up. And they can tell lies and say the thing is, you know, okay and we'll survive, etc. The reality is we're moving very, very rapidly towards possibly the disintegration of the euro, with knock-on effects much more widely in the world. With the disintegration of the euro, you'll find the euro splitting probably into one block in which Germany will be at the center of it, and then there will be a sort of a disparate grouping of other blocks. This will have huge consequences for the political structure, which is Europe. And that is already under threat because virtually all the populations of Europe don't want any more deepening of Europe. They, in fact, wish to have a lessening of that. One other point. The Irish are about to behave like chickens voting for Sunday dinner or turkeys voting for Christmas. They are about to, in fact, to increase the centralization of Europe in their referendum, and if they do, their debt will be increased and they will never ever get out of it.
Okay, thank you very much, Rodney Shakespeare, professor of binary economics.